CFM.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
Hand on a Honda before 7:30 this morning, so another spot on our very short list to win a brand new car. Keep listening for that.
If you haven't registered, do it right now. There's still plenty of time.
CFM.com.au, the win section there. We wanted to play this brand new song from Kesha. She released it today.
This is big because yeah. We've covered Kesha on our show in the last couple of years. I mean, she hasn't released music for 4 years. And this song comes after the long and ugly battle that she's had with her producer and collaborator, Dr. Luke. And if you haven't followed the story, she alleged that he committed various acts of sexual assault and abuse towards her, and it's been through the courts, and then Sony wouldn't let her out of their agreement, and she couldn't make music. So,
yeah, so a lot of she was claiming mental abuse as well.
Yes,
that she
went through.
Exactly, and she couldn't perform live either. She couldn't do anything with the songs she'd done prior.
Exactly,
so this is sort
yes.
of her... This is the song she's been doing in the lead-up to start fresh and do her own thing.
I read somewhere that she said this song, which is called Praying, is actually about coming to feel empathy for someone else, even if they've hurt you. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, there's a lot of meaning. And I've heard the song. Producer Rach and I listened to it earlier this morning, and it's very, very gripping.
Well, this is her message on her Facebook page last night announcing that this song was coming out and speaking directly to her fans.
Animals, I have a surprise for you. Your support and love and kindness has gotten me through, hands down, the hardest time of my entire life. My new song, Praying, is coming out tomorrow, and I couldn't have done this without you. I love you.
All right, well, here it is.
It's an emotional one.
Kesha, Praying, here at CFM. For the first time play for me.
After 4 years, her first music.
It's Brian Gaundy at sea. We've all listened very intently in here, haven't we, with the headphones on? So, wow.
Made me feel some stuff, that's for
sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know what I was thinking that whole time that song was playing? Because obviously, you know, she's come out and said it's about feeling empathy for someone else who's hurt you. And obviously she's been put through a lot in the last 4 years by her ex-producer, Dr. Luke.
Yeah.
Who she claimed, you know, she went through abuse, assault, all that kind of stuff from him. It's amazing that that song is about the complete opposite of what I thought it was about. It's not anger towards him. It's about feeling, you know, that she hopes he finds a better path in life, you know? Isn't that amazing?
Well, I guess that's the power of music as well. And I mean, I don't know a lot of the meaning behind her songs prior, but when an artist releases a song that has such meaning, it really connects. So, I mean, that could be a whole new path for Kesha.
It could be. Because she writes super catchy songs.
Exactly,
she always has. But, and I mean, you can hear that she's got a pretty amazing voice in that song, because usually it's very, you know, kind of auto-tuned and dance kind of music, which amazing stuff from Kesha. Do you want to hear what she wrote on her website about it?
Yeah.
She wrote, she said, Praying is my first single in almost 4 years. I have channeled my feelings of severe hopelessness and depression. I've overcome obstacles and I've found strength in myself, even when it felt out of reach. I found what I had thought was an unobtainable place of peace, and this song is about coming to feel empathy for someone else, even if they hurt you.
Yeah, right.
Amazing.
Well, that's, I mean, that's good to hear. Because, I mean, when we talked about it in the depths of it all, it was pretty, it's a dark place.
It is.
And even just to talk about it for us, let alone be in there. So, you know, if you can see the light or you can see the silver lining, I guess.
Which is a great message to send to people as well, that, you know, obviously even famous people go through really dark times, and you know there's light at the end of the tunnel and you can come out the other end, but if you are struggling with anything like that, you can call Lifeline at any time on 13 11 14.
Number 10 on iTunes where in the States at the moment,
States.
And number 51 here in Australia, but that'll climb.
Oh, 100%. That'll be going to the top for sure.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
Check it out, the Central Coast 101.3 CFM.
Look, it's the hardest thing to do in this life, Bree, is to turn the mirror on yourself. And I feel like we need to do that collectively this morning, you and I.
Is this?
No, Stitch Up. This is, we're in this together. I'm sitting on the couch the other day, right, watching the TV, and the TV start attacking the job that I love.
Oh, no.
And it just came out of nowhere for me.
A current affair?
No, not a current affair. It was Daily Edition on Channel 7.
Oh, yeah.
This is the headline they led with in regards to what we do every single day, this job of radio.
Industry experts are labelling current breakfast radio shows as filth, commenting on the lowered standard that seems to be hitting our airwaves.
We're all filthy.
Sounds about right.
Hey, we're not disputing it. I mean, we're just having the conversations that everyone has on a daily basis anyway. We just do it on the air.
I just think it's...
We don't sugarcoat things.
I think in 2017 it's raw. People want to see real stuff, not the fluffy kind of fuddy-duddy.
I think TV's a little bit jealous of radio, if anything.
I was just about to say.
Yeah. Just
funny
a little bit.
Funny it's on a TV show.
Exactly. They even went on to say that... Well, just have a list. I can't even bring myself to say it.
Obviously, with devices nowadays, they're saying it's making society dumber. Is this also part of that growing trend?
Yeah, I think it can have an impact. I mean, radio is such an important part of Australian life. 9 in 10 of us listen to radio every week. The average listening time is 2 hours and 12 minutes per day.
9 in 10 listen to it. That's a big number. Who's listening? Yeah, and that long too, which is great.
How dare they speak the truth?
Here's what I want to do this morning, and I know it's a risk.
Oh, no.
I'm going to shine the limelight on us. I'm going to put the mirror up, and I'm going to say 13, 12, 16. Are we making you dumber?
Why have you involved me in this?
Because we're a team. It's the Bree and Gorney show.
So we go down together,
yes,
is it?
Yes, we're going down in flames
like
together.
Leo and Kate.
Yes. I'm on the door, and I let you go.
I'm so glad you ran this past me.
So do you, let's do it.
I love it.
I don't know. We might not get any calls because people might go, you know what, Breen Gaundy, they offer a free service every morning. I get a bit of a laugh. Who am I to get on air and bag those guys out?
I love how you're trying to coach the people.
13, 12, 16.
This is your opportunity,
people. This is it. You can critique. You can tell us whatever you feel listening to this show every day.
Live feedback.
Live feedback on the show this morning, 13, 12, 16. I'm as nervous as your face looks right now.
Yep.
That's next.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
We're turning the mirror on ourselves this morning, Bree, on 13, 12, 16. We've opened it up.
I'm a bit nervous.
Because we don't know what we're going to get on the phones here. Producer Rates has been chatting to the people, but watching TV the other day and they were slandering the job we love. Breakfast radio.
Who are they to say?
Industry experts are labelling current breakfast radio shows as filth, commenting on the lowered standard that seems to be hitting our airwaves.
Industry experts who work in TV.
They do have a point.
Yeah, I know. Can go down that road occasionally, can't it?
We're just having a combo.
But what combos don't go down that road every now and then?
That's
anyway,
true.
They went on to say that we make society dumber. Which,
again,
another point.
They've got a point.
13, 12, 16, we're opening it up to the people of the Bree and Gaundy show.
Live feedback.
Live feedback. Luke in East Gosford. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Morning, Bree and Gaundy. How are you?
Oh, very good, well. Mate. I'm a bit nervous.
Hello, Luke.
A bit nervous. Don't be nervous.
Oh, no.
I have nice things to say and then a little bit of negative.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Open to that.
All right. For starters, I listen to you guys every morning as long as I have a radio in my truck.
Tick. Okay. We'll take that.
And I quite enjoy it and I listen to you all day long. And when I go out of reception, it drives me nuts because I have to listen to something different.
Okay.
The only time I have a comp flicker is when you play that stupid Justin Bieber song.
Which one, mate?
Oh, the one that you can't understand.
Desposito.
This one.
Desposito.
Yeah, Desposito.
One. Yeah.
Don't you put that on, I'll flick over.
Well, I don't want to lose you, mate, so I won't play
it.
Don't want
to lose Luke, don't play it. Just for you, we won't play it this morning.
Okay.
T's and C's.
Okay, thank you so much. And second of all, who watches TV these days? Like, seriously, who has time for that?
Ooh, shots fired at
I
TV.
I like this guy. Okay, I like you, Luke.
Is there a third of all?
I do have hair, so I'm not intelligent as of discussed before, but you guys make me aware of the deals and the discounts and, you know, all that kind of stuff that you advertise on the radio and, you know, all the good stuff that you can go down and see on the school holidays and all that kind of stuff. Like, you don't see that much on TV. You know, you got to sit there during the day and watch ads and stuff. It's boring.
praising the ads as well, mate. The sales department would love you.
You're ticking all the boxes, mate, this morning, Luke.
Pick of the prizes, mate. What would you like?
You can have it. You can have it all, Luke. You're a legend.
What about Bree?
Yes. I will offer up Bree as a tribute from the Bree and Gaundy show. So,
when did I volunteer as tribute?
Yeah, you volunteered. Enjoy Bree, Luke. She is your prize.
Oh, my God.
Let's move on to the next person. Bree is now gone off the list, so you can't take Bree. I'm still available, though, Cassandra. I know I've got a fiancé, but hey,
oh,
Cassandra,
God.
How are you?
What's your feedback, Cassandra?
Hi. Yes, yeah, so I just started listening to you guys a few weeks ago, every day on my commute to Sydney, and I have felt I've felt so much more engaged with the Central Coast community. I know what's going on. I'm absolutely loving it.
So you're loving the local stuff, Cassandra?
I'm loving it. I feel like I'm more engaged in the community. I'm joining all your competitions. I'm crossing my fingers for a call for the Honda. I'm in the list. I love it.
Put Cassandra on the list for something. She sounds like a good person.
So you don't feel like we're making you dumber like the experts on TV have claimed?
Definitely not. In fact, I feel smarter. I'm able to hold more conversations because I know what's going on.
Oh, that's awesome. Smarter. We're doing our job.
Thanks for that, Cassandra. We've opened this up to any kind of feedback,
we're
by the way, positive or negative.
Yeah,
it's all on the cards here. Shelley's in Kingcumber. Morning, Shell.
Morning, Shell.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Shelley. What's your
feedback? What do you got?
Oh, look, you can't make me any dumber than I already am. I listen to you every morning on the way to Sydney. My only thing is I'm either going to win tickets from you or get one from the police with my finger on that bloody button trying to get through.
What are you trying to get tickets to?
What do you need?
There's snow in the gardens. I'm
done.
Like, come on.
You've got them, Shell.
You've got them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got them.
You want
them,
you got them.
I won't have to worry about getting fined now. Thank you.
She wishes she asked for the Honda.
She should have asked for the car.
Damn it, I should have asked for the Honda.
Should have went bigger.
I can't fit all my kids in the Honda, otherwise I would have.
Right, okay.
Fair enough.
All right, thanks. Let's wrap this thing up with Amelia in Gosford. And Amelia, don't just ask for a prize and we're going to give it to you, all right?
We want the feedback.
What do you got?
I promise I won't ask you for Reptile Park tickets, just saying.
Okay, you've got them.
You've got them, Amelia.
You've got them.
I'm joking. No, look, when I can't even remember who was before you guys, but when it changed over, I was like, bugger this, total CFM ban, not happening, not impressed. And then you guys grew on me. Pretty much. I think with anything, because I've spent years commuting down to Sydney, so you spend pretty much half your life in the car with somebody for breakfast radio. Mm. I think we've got a really nice little community and everything going, but when you guys came along, yeah, it was a bit hard to take at first.
It always is, though, isn't it?
It's like a new person coming into your family, Amelia. Yeah. Is that what you feel like? And you're like, I don't know whether to trust these people.
It's like the brother-in-law that comes in and you're like, I just don't know about you. I don't know what's happening with the beard. But
that's what everyone thinks about Gaundy.
Exactly. But you guys have grown on me. And I really liked what you did the other day when you were talking about it got personal when you were talking about when that time you were assaulted as well. I think it's really important, Amelia, to have that light and shade with what you guys talk about. And to be honest, if they're going to call radio morning radio stupid, then I'm happy.
You'll take it,
that.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate that, Amelia.
Yeah,
I appreciate that comment because obviously we share our lives in here every morning. And I shared the story, as you said, about getting punched in the face and assaulted when I was on a night out. So I really appreciate that comment. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, and I think not enough people, hear that sort of stuff, and it's not, you don't ever hear particularly, you hear them, they got charged with this, they got charged with that, but you don't ever hear how it actually impacts the person that it's happened to. Yeah. So
it makes it more real, doesn't it?
It does. It uses the platform for the right things. Right. And, you need that mixture. So.
Well, we appreciate the call for that this morning,
That's
Amelia.
Awesome.
I kind of saw us more as the dodgy uncle than the brother-in-law, but we'll tell you that. Do you miss the Byron and Christie show?
Byron
and Christie? You miss those guys?
See, I couldn't even remember who they were.
Okay, all right.
I know that's hard.
And we will soon be forgotten when we leave
We'll pass on that feedback to them, Amelia.
Thanks for your call this morning, guys.
Reptile Park tickets for her, too.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM. I can be your hero,
baby. Callback heroes.
Essentially, if you haven't heard it before, hypothetically, if someone came up to you and they said, you need to call one person in your phone When they answer, you need to tell them to call you back within 30 seconds to hypothetically save your life. Who are you calling?
The thing is, the person on the other end of the line doesn't know they're a part of the hypothetical.
No, so we're and it's really... a weird thing to call someone and ask them to call you back.
But it's testing the friendship, really. It's will they do as you say when you say you really need them to call back within that amount of time, within 30 seconds.
Exactly.
All right, this week, who are you calling?
I think it's time to put our ex-producer, Tom Whittaker, Central Coast icon and all-round celebrity...
deserves a statue.
...to the test.
Okay.
He doesn't usually call me back straight away, but I've got a tactic this morning.
He hasn't been our producer for a while. It's been almost a year.
It has been.
Yeah.
He might say this is out of the blue.
Okay, what are you going to go with this morning? What's your tactic?
I'm going to tell him I've got some real juicy goss.
He'll definitely call back. He'll call back within 2 seconds.
I'd call back.
He loves that stuff.
All right, let's put it...
Can you hang on, can I just check the rules of the game?
Yeah.
You can't tell him that there's juicy goss. It's just call me back, that's it.
Oh, there's Dad, no you put bait. Me in the rules.
There's no bait.
Because you're losing.
No,
here come the rules and the T's
keeping,
and C's.
I'm not even keeping track of the score of this game.
That's because I'm winning.
Doesn't matter. Okay, go with the bait.
All right.
Go with
I'm going to bait him. I'm going to bait him. I think he'd call back anyway. Here we go.
Brianna.
Tom Whittaker. Oh, my God, you would not believe I've got the biggest goss to tell you. Hold on. Oh. Hey, call me back in, like, 20 seconds. Call me back.
Okay.
Oh! I baited him.
Gone with the bait.
And now we wait.
Okay.
The timer.
It's on. Will he call back?
Do you think he bought it?
Yeah.
I feel like he did buy it.
The word goss is alarm bells in his head. He loves that
He'd
stuff.
He'd be itching to know.
Oh, 10 seconds left on the clock.
10 seconds?
Yeah, that's it. Come on, Tom.
I told you he was flaky.
Does he want the goss?
Oh, come on.
To save your life.
No! No! Oh! You wouldn't believe it.
Tom Whittaker.
Central Coast icon.
No longer. Scrapped.
He hasn't even called me back yet. I said 20 seconds,
didn't I?
You did
say 20 seconds.
Was that 20 seconds?
Oh, it was more.
Oh, here he is.
Answer him.
Tom Whittaker.
Okay, I'm dying. What's the goss?
Gordy's here with me. We're playing a new game, Call Back Heroes. To hypothetically save my life, you had to call me back in 30 seconds, and you took a minute.
Oh, well, because when someone says 20 seconds, it means like...
It means 20 later. Seconds!
I meant literal 20 seconds, and now hypothetically you killed me in the game.
You're
good
dead.
One. I don't even have any goss for you.
Oh. I hate you both.
Good to have you back on the show,
yes,
mate.
Yes, Tom, Central Coast icon and celebrity.
Local celebrity and Central Coast icon deserving of a statue.
One day, Tom.
One day.
One day, mate.
All right, thanks, Tom. I'll call you later.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
See you, mate.
Oh,
there he goes.
How disappointed was he?
He was desperate for the goss,
he
just
was.
Couldn't get it done in time.
I knew that would make him call me back, just not in time.
Today...
Who are you calling? Because this is your opportunity.
All righto. I'm going to go...
Who?
Billy Bentley. One of my great mates. I've been to his wedding, everything.
All right, you're talking him up here.
Former host of Couch Time on Channel 11, the little bits you see between Neighbours and...
No one knows what that show.
All right, here we go. Come on, Billy. Oh, man.
Is that Gordy? Hell no.
G'day, Gordy.
Billy.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How you going? Oh, sorry, man. Someone's just walked in. Can you call me back in literally 20 seconds?
Yeah, mate.
Sorry. Oh, God.
Start the clock.
Oh, God. Come on, Billy. He said sweet. He said, yeah, mate, sweet.
But like Tom Whittaker said,
oh.
20 seconds. Is he going to take it literally?
Oh, come on. Save me. Get me one.
Oh,
get me
no.
something, Billy.
I don't have confidence.
Oh, duh.
How long you got?
Oh, there's 15 seconds to go.
Oh, no.
Come on, one of us has to have someone today.
It's going to be a tie.
Go, ring, phone, ring. Quick, quick.
Here it comes.
Quick.
Oh, no.
I shouldn't have said someone walked in because then he thinks I'm going to talk to them for more than 30 seconds.
That's very true.
I said literally even. I threw the word literally in there.
And he goes, yeah, sweet.
He said, yeah, sweet.
Let's see how long it takes him.
Yeah.
You're so disappointed.
He's very reliable, Billy.
You knew that was your opportunity.
So we're both dead.
Yes, hypothetically.
Okay, great.
Well, at least we know.
Yes.
If we're in a situation where we have to, like, win $1 million or whatever, we're not going to call these people.
Yeah, I won't be calling Billy.
No.
Find a friend.
Yeah, not him.
Not them.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Tax time.
I do love this time of the year.
It is good. If you get a bit of money back at tax time, everyone's looking forward to that.
Nothing worse than when you think you're going to get some money back. You put it in and you're like, seriously, man?
That's happened to a few of my friends recently,
I paid tax all this year and this is all I get in return?
I get nothing.
Come on.
But there's a scam that's going around this year. Actually, there's scams every year, but I thought I'd let you guys in on the scam that's doing the rounds this year, just so you're informed and you don't get tripped up by these scum.
I feel like I get scammed by the tax department anyway. Well, all throughout the year, but yeah.
There's actually a recorded voicemail message that's doing the rounds at the moment that claims recipients will be arrested for unpaid taxes. I've grabbed the audio, okay, so you're going to know what it sounds like. Here it is.
As per our recent audit, we have identified incorrect sworn tax filings, and we regret to inform you that your account has been marked delinquent on account of tax avoidance, as our letters sent to your registered address have also returned unsigned and undelivered, resulting into a petition note to be filed against your name, including a warrant for your arrest. Now before the case is sent for execution, and you receive the legal course of notification, to reach our concerned officer, call on 0383-630. The number again, 0383-630. Resolve your matter immediately.
I want to give that number out so we can...
It wasn't on the actual audio.
Oh, wasn't it?
So they obviously bleeped it out.
Yeah.
But so essentially they're saying you've got unpaid taxes, pay it to this private bank account or else you'll get arrested, which I looked into it. I actually went to the ATO website and essentially if you think you're being scammed, the ATO will never threaten immediate arrest. They just won't do it. They also won't ask you to pay money to receive a payment or refund. They won't ask you to provide personal information like your tax file number, credit card details via an email or text message.
Okay.
And they also won't ask you to pay money into a personal bank account. So they're the things you need to look out for.
I'd love to know if anyone's received this voicemail. Mm-hmm. I certainly haven't, but no. 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, have you received the voicemail?
Get in touch with us.
According to the ATO, last year, nearly 50,000 scams were reported between July and October.
Really?
That's how many people they're trying to target.
I wonder how many actually they got away with and how much money they made.
Well, I looked into that. This year, already, the tax office has received more than 17,000 scam reports. So if you do receive one of these, you should report it to the ATO.
Mm.
Of these, 113 Aussies handed over $1.5 million to scammers, while 2,500 provided some sort of personal information. And one victim lost as much as $900,000 to scammers over the course of several months, even borrowing money from family and friends thinking that he was in trouble with the ATO.
No way. Wait, a simple call to the tax office is all you need to do to work it out.
Well, that's very
true. How do you get $900,000 deep?
To be honest, if you've got $900,000, you probably should be a bit smarter than that. Wouldn't you say?
Do they break down the statistics and work out how many of these are a Nigerian prince?
All of them.
All? Yes. Straight to Nigeria.
Yeah. Go straight to them.
Which is going to make you rich. Can I quickly ask, Producer Rach, is anyone calling for this?
There's a few people that have gotten the call.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Let's take one now.
Jenna.
Jenna.
Morning, Jenna.
Hi.
Did you receive the call?
I did. We don't give our home phone number out to anybody, but we kept having this message on our home phone, and it had called like 3 times in one day, pretty much every Sunday for like over a month. And it was the exact same message that you guys just played, but it was a female voice.
Wow. There's a good tip then, Jenna. It can be a female voice too.
I get private numbers calling me all the time at weird times of the day like
that's
that.
That's me.
Oh, is it? And now I know why I don't answer.
Well, that's good to know, Jenna. And you guys obviously didn't fall for it.
No, absolutely not, no.
It's good to know these things because sometimes, you know, you can not be thinking and be like, oh, obviously, you know, when you think people are good, not scum like these
people. No one's good in the world.
Oh,
I'll give you the tip right now.
Jeez, that's dreary.
Yeah, well, you got to aim low, Bree.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
I was just watching a video. Remember the Chewbacca mum from about a year ago who put on the Chewbacca mask? She bought it for her kids and...
Couldn't stop laughing.
There's another video out at the moment. Mm-hmm. And a lady has worn the Chewbacca mask while giving birth.
I think I saw this.
You seen it?
I think, yeah, I watched it briefly yesterday.
The audio isn't as good as what the thought of it was for me. Because I thought, okay, you're giving birth, there might be kind of screaming and you've got the Chewbacca mask
because
on.
Because the Chewbacca mask, when you've got it on, when you, like, talk and stuff, it actually puts a voice on your voice.
It changes it to the Chewbacca laugh, doesn't it?
Yes.
So this is the audio of the lady, and I don't know whose idea this was to put on a Chewbacca mask while giving birth because... It'd be the last thing I'd want to be in the room with if Jamie said to me, if Jamie pulled me aside and said, hey, babe, you reckon I could wear a Chewbacca mask while I give birth?
And you'd say, why?
I'd probably, actually now I think I'd go, whatever gets you through it, you do as you please.
I was gonna say, you shouldn't be making any decisions at that point.
But this is the lady wearing the Chewbacca mask giving birth.
How's it going?
Hear the guy pushing her along.
Is he laughing?
He's trying not to laugh, yeah.
Definitely sounds like she's in pain, sure, doesn't it?
Do we still find the Chewbacca mask funny a year later? I mean, when the lady came out with it last year, we loved it.
It was pretty funny.
Is it still a thing?
She might be a bit late to the bandwagon, but I guess she had to have it in for 9 months and then she had to, you know, it's not like she can speed up that process.
It was all a part of the planning. She went, I really like this Chewbacca mask.
And then that video came out. She's like, oh, damn it. Ruined it.
Here's what, just quickly, before we go to another song.
Yeah.
There's one person in the room who loves an impersonation.
Oh, producer Rach.
There's one person who just loves to get on and then do an impersonation.
Yes, you love it.
If you're really good at Chewbacca. If you missed it during the week, she gave us Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Great.
And she didn't even hold back. She just begged to get on the mic and do it.
They stole it from us. My precious.
Well done.
Sounds like Gollum's kid. Come on. You know you're not getting out of it. Chewbacca.
You love doing Chewbacca,
Rachel Hart, Chewbacca this morning.
You love doing Chewbacca. You're always saying to us, please, can I do more impersonations?
And we're like,
Rach. I told you. No, my mic's not even working. She's deliberately cut it off.
I did not deliberately cut the mic off. I don't even know how to do that.
Silence in the room.
All right.
No, please.
Okay, I'll give
you're good at Chewbacca.
I'm not. You both really know that I'm terrible.
Do you really not want to do Chewbacca this
morning? No, because you're going to give me something worse otherwise, so I'd rather do Chewie.
We're going to do a cow giving birth, so you pick.
No.
I really want to do Rach's impersonation 6:20 every morning, but...
No!
Okay.
Are you ready?
Chewbacca.
Why?
Just to round off the Chewbacca mask and we'll never talk of it again.
Lies. I know you too well.
Chewbacca.
Okay.
Producer Rach.
Okay.
No laughing. You better take this seriously.
She loves a look.
Is a ship coming into shore? What was that?
I still love it, Rach.
That was fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
Do you want to do Gollum again?
No.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3. CFM.
Have you ever texted someone and then, it wasn't the person you thought you were meant to be texting and then struck up a conversation?
You mean a complete random number, so not someone else in my phone, just a...
Yeah, like accidentally. So you thought you were messaging someone and obviously you've got the number wrong and then they've messaged back and then you struck up a convo?
No.
Have you, Producer Rach?
Producer Rach, what do you got?
The mic's so far away from her, she can't get it.
She pushed it away after she did Chewbacca.
It's happened to me a couple of times, but it happened three days ago. I didn't strike up a conversation with this person, but they sent me, I got a random text message from a random number that was just like, hi, Jim, I'm going to see Mum and give her her injections today. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, so you received the text message?
I received the text message.
Are you the sender or the receiver in this, Bree?
It's not me.
That's not you.
But Rach, I'm just saying, you could have fell in love with that person because it's happened.
Wow, okay.
There's a lady over in the UK, in Wales actually. She accidentally sent a bit of a risque text to a stranger.
Okay.
This was back in 2002. And turns out it was this other guy. It wasn't even her boyfriend that she was meant to be texting. And they struck up a conversation and then she broke up with her boyfriend and they kept texting each other and he lived an hour away. She caught a train. They met up, married however many years later.
Oh, it must be love.
How amazing is that?
Love.
All off the back of a random text.
An accidental text. Is that meant to be?
That is fate, isn't it? That is 100% fate.
The story's interesting, though, because she was 21.
Right.
He was 48.
Oh, now it's creepy.
Play the song again.
Where's the... No, what is it? I'm a creep of nature.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Like, would you ever think that you would send a random text? Because remember when we called our fake numbers that time?
Yeah.
And I got that... Awesome
you really
guy.
Hit it off with that person, didn't you? Yeah.
He did sound older, though.
Well, very similar to this situation.
We still talk,
he also
actually,
sounded married as well.
Yeah.
He did say he had a wife and kids,
yeah.
And he was down the park with the dog. Yeah. But don't let that stop you.
I mean, you know, that's never stopped me before.
I mean, fate could just take over. But what if you texted him, right? You texted this person and then like these two have done. Mm-hmm. And then the text is all one thing, but then you meet up with them and they're a bit ugly.
Because that's what it says. It says here that because it was back in 2002, this was before picture messaging, so they literally met up and had never seen each other.
And but they both obviously hit it off and it was fine.
Love at first sight,
they
reckon.
Love at first sight.
They've had two kids. Married since 2004, I think.
Bree, just start texting rando numbers and see what comes of it.
I already do that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.